neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So the commander of Birkat Kohanim, that B'zad Hashem, soon we'll see him in Beit HaMikdash Shlishi, Tibanim Tikonen. So now the pasuk concludes with Ve'asem Lecha Shalom. So now Baal HaTurim says, if you add Shalom, how much you get?
376.
Yes, 376. So now if you add Esav, how many you get? 376. So Baal HaTurim says, Shalom is equal to Esav. Who was Esav? Esav, who was he?
Brother Yaakov.
It was the twin brother of Yaakov Avin. So now the question is, why Baal HaTurim is telling us that Shalom and Esav is the same numeric value, it's the same gematria. What's the message here?
Don't make Shalom with people, but Esav.
No, Chas Shalom. I don't know. It's an interesting chidush that doctor presents. Why? Why Shalom is it equal to Esav?
Make peace with every one of your brethren, that becomes Shalom.
Esav? What has anything Esav to do with Shalom? Try. Who do we usually have Shalom with? Tzadikim or not Tzadikim? The one that we have Shalom with. Which one? It's Tzadikim, people we like, people we enjoy, people that are pleasant, people that they listen. Those people we like. So now, if Chas V'Shalom, we feel that they're just like Esav, do we like him?
No.
They don't like him. So no, only, you know, like people that are nice to me, they pleasant. But the others, no. So here, Baal HaTurim says, no. V'yasem Lechas Shalom, that means, even you feel somebody just like Esav, but it's still, you have to make Shalom with it. Even that you feel is like Esav. It's not easy. It's very hard. But here, the point of matter here is, let's say in a family, right? In a family, if, God forbid, two brothers are not talking to each other. Never happens, just as an example. Like a brother and a sister, or two sisters are not talking to each other. What kind of feeling it gives to the parents?
Not good at all.
Terrible. And not only that,
sometimes
peaceful. Not only Hasu then this is a disrespect to parents. Because one of the matters that we have to respect our parents is that means we have to make peace with the members of the family. So now, the same way that the father is very disturbed, unhappy, when the members of family, they don't get along, more so, when Avinu Sheba Shomayim, Ribono Shel Olam sees that we have a friction with another Yehudi, is he happy?
No.
Chas V'Shalom is not happy. So that's what exactly Baal HaTurim is teaching us. Yasem Lecha Shalom, Shalom is exactly like Esav. So what does it mean? That means, of course, it's very hard. But we have to try to reach to those that maybe they act just like Esav, or they feel they're Esav. That's the task. But if, you know, those that you like, they're pleasant, they like you, you like them back, so what's the big deal? And that's what exactly the whole message here it is. It's very interesting. How do you say love in Hebrew? Ahava. Ahava. Why kids, little kids are loved? Why? Like let's say a kid age 1 month. Parents love him. Year. Why? Why they love him? Okay. What does the kid do for you that you love him?
They are in peace with everybody.
Makes you feel good.
I'm sorry?
Makes you
Makes you feel good.
Makes you, so you're selfish.
Yeah.
So you love yourself.
Yeah.
You don't love the kid. Yes?
If you love yourself, then you can love the kid.
Yes, but it's not that something that he does, you love him.
Innocent.
The little kid, he wakes you up in the middle of the night. Innocent, what innocence? Gimme, 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 gimme. Gimme. Middle of the night, doesn't let you to sleep. You know, the cries, you know, the constantly fever, this, that, you know, doctors. Now, so the code is very beautiful. Ahava, in the middle has have. What does have means?
Give.
Have means give, not to take. That means, if you're looking to take, you're a taker, you never love anybody. But when you give, then you start
loving.
So that's why we love the kids, why we give constantly. That's why we love them. So now it's not that you lacking to be given. The problem is you're not giving.
No.
You're not giving.
Enough.
That's the problem. But when you give enough, there is no doubt you will love. And that's the whole problem here it is. That's what Baal HaTorim is teaching us. You say, we are saying shalom. Shalom is equal to Esav. What does it mean? That means you made them Esav in your eyes. That's your problem. But if you give, it's going to be Yaakov, Sadiq. That's the problem. Because you want to take, you want to take. So you made a mess up. That's your problem. It's not his problem. But when you give, there is no doubt that he will love you. And that's the task that we have. That we have to constantly
give.
Unconditionally. Unconditionally. Yeah. Hashem is like, to see Ahavat Chinam ben Am Yisrael with Hashem, Geula, Yeshua, Vekarov. Amen.
Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.